This week on the GPP Activism and Corporate Governance Newsletter, the Activism Era's tour begins as Travis Kelce takes joyride with Jana. It looks like Travis Kelce is finding alternate ways to fund his upcoming wedding with Taylor Swift. The Kansas City Chiefs tight end is teaming up with Jana Partners in a 9% stake in Six Flags Entertainment, disclosed at the 13D Active Passive Summit. Six Flags shares are down roughly 55% YTD amid poor weather, merger pains from its 20 merger of equals with Cedar Fair, and news that its CEO will step down by year end. This news comes just days after Sachem Head announced on October 17th that a partner with the firm, who holds a 10% stake, will join its board. Meanwhile, Land and Buildings, which took a 3% stake in 2022, continues to push for real estate monetization. We were admittedly impressed with Jana's press release, which embedded a clip from the Kelce Brothers hit podcast, New Heights, where Travis and his brother Jason Kelce, Super Bowl 52 champion with the excellent, widely misunderstood, and definitely not overrated Philadelphia Eagles, laid down the law: Cedar Point is the best amusement park. The brothers reminisced about going once or twice a year as kids, dubbing it Roller Coaster USA, and laughing about how those trips shaped their lifelong love of rides, and apparently now their investment strategy. It's a reminder that athletes, from Serena Williams' VC fund to Kevin Durant's SPAC days and Shaq's Papa John's board tenure, have been edging ever closer to Wall Street. Activism might just be the next frontier. We suspect that Kansas City fans, a bit happier these days, want Travis to focus on his day job. For those attending next week's Berkeley Fall Forum on Corporate Governance, please join us at our welcome cocktail party on Monday, October 27th at International Smoke. The GPP team will be there in force and is looking forward to your please reply at events@gladstoneplace.com. In non-Kelce activism news, The Wall Street Journal reports Jana Partners announced a large stake in Cooper Companies, noting that the company should combine its contact lens unit with rival Bausch and Lomb. This prompted commentary from Bausch and Lomb CEO Brent Saunders, an executive known for dealmaking, who said that he would be open to such a tie-up. Cooper shares rose 6% in pre-market trading following the news, which could create a more scaled competitor to Johnson & Johnson and Alcon. The Wall Street Journal also reports that Starboard Value has disclosed a nearly 5% stake in Fluor and is pressing the company to explore options for its valuable new scale power investment. The activist believes Fluor's core engineering business is being undervalued as NuScale's shares surge amid rising energy demand from AI and data center growth. According to Reuters, nonprofit Novo Nordisk Foundation is proposing its own chair, former Novo CEO Lars Rebien Sørensen, to lead the Danish drugmaker's board in the latest move to revive sales of Novo's weight loss drug Wegovy. This comes after current chair Helga Lund and six other members will step down next month, prompted by the foundation's criticisms of the board's delayed recognition of shifts in the key U.S. market. In deal news, Bloomberg writes that Blackstone and TPG, continuing PE dealmaking and underscoring private equity, is renewed appetite for healthcare deals, announced a deal for medical device maker Hologic. The deal, backed in part by sovereign wealth funds from Abu Dhabi and Singapore, was for a company that, due to its steady cash flow and specialized niche, made it an ideal target for a leveraged buyout. Financial Times highlights the first major move by new Kering CEO Luca De Meo. The company announced the sale of its 4 billion euros beauty division to L'Oreal. The move, which is a part of a broader push to refocus on fashion, trims overall company debt and could be a sign of upcoming moves. Shifting to corporate governance. In a recent memo, lawyers from Davis Polk noted that recent comments from SEC Chairman Paul Atkins might push Delaware corporations to challenge non-binding shareholder proposals under Rule 14a8, deeming the precatory proposals improper and opening the door for companies to exclude such proposals. The memo noted that Atkins' remarks point to a potential shift in authority from the SEC towards state law frameworks. Meanwhile, Atkins was on CNBC earlier this week, where this was one of many topics discussed. Bloomberg covers the shocking interruption Tesla shareholders experienced during the carmaker's earnings call on Thursday, when CEO Elon Musk interrupted CFO Vaibhav Taneja with a plea to approve his $1 trillion pay package. After shareholder advisory firms ISS and Glass Lewis both advised shareholders to reject this proposal, Musk blasted the firms and called their recommendations asinine. In what has been a years-long ongoing saga, the next chapter will be written in a few weeks when votes are due at Tesla's annual meeting. Bloomberg also reports on Vanguard's major expansion of its pass-through voting program. The asset management company announced that it is adding three funds, including its flagship 500 index fund in 2026. The expansion doubles the number of eligible investors and triples the assets eligible to over $3 trillion, representing over 50% of Vanguard's total U.S. equity index assets. And if you have not seen our client memo on the topic, you can find it at www.gladstoneplace.com in our news section. Turning to IPO news. As a part of SF Tech Week, the Information's Katie Roof sat down with Eric Pena, head of market development at New York Stock Exchange, Charlie Keevers, chief financial officer at Carta, and Art Levy, chief business officer at Brex, to discuss how IPOs are finally showing signs of life again. The panel discussed renewed optimism in the market and if this momentum will continue in 2026 and beyond. Bloomberg highlights that while technology company IPOs have been hot lately, comments from Cohere CEO Aidan Gomez could signal one of the first IPOs from an AI model maker. Even though the company did not announce a firm timeline, all eyes will be on future updates. After Gomez noted that he hopes the AI startup can make its public market debut soon, from our desk to yours. The sporting calendar offers viewers an exciting treat on Monday, October 27th, with the 2025 Sports Equinox. For those who are new to this phenomenon, the Sports Equinox occurs when four major professional North American sports leagues, NFL, NBA, MLB, and NHL, all have games on the same day. This year, which will only be the 32nd occurrence of this event, partially due to the baseball calendar moving later each year, is headlined by Game 3 of the MLB's World Series, featuring Toronto Blue Jays and baseball's new evil empire, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the NFL's Monday Night Football, Washington Commanders at the Kansas City Chiefs. Finally, for those of you who are looking to leave the couch this weekend, Taste of the Seaport, Lower Manhattan's Waterfront Culinary and Community Festival will be celebrating its 15th year on Saturday, October 25th. This event will feature some of the city's top restaurants, including Chef Andrew Carmelini's Italian Chop House Carne Mar, Chef John Fraser's Modern French Brasserie La Marchande, and Jean-Georges Vongerichten. He's lauded the Fulton and Tea Brasserie, among many others. In People Moves this week, Citigroup has elected CEO Jane Fraser as chair of the bank's board of directors, combining the roles. Fannie Mae has replaced CEO Priscilla Almodovar with current COO Peter Acquaboa and promoted John Roscoe and Brandon Hamara to co-presidents. And Boston Consulting Group has named Eamon Merchant as chief risk officer following Adam Farber's departure. And finally, upcoming events to keep on your calendar. October 28 to 29th, Berkeley Fall Forum on Corporate Governance in San Francisco. October 28th, Knight Beige Hot 50th Anniversary Celebration in New York. And on November 21st, Columbia Law School's Milstein Center Conference on MANDA and Corporate Governance in New York. That's it from the GPP team. Have a great weekend.